Okay, again. So last time we said Hashem is the essence of Hashem, and Elokeinu is what we see in Hashem, and therefore that's what we can connect to it. So just to finish up a little bit more, we say Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, right? So afterwards we say Melech Hashem is the king and of the whole world. Now there's 2 points. First thing I saw is from Shimon Schwab that the word Ha'olam means the world. Where does the word olam come from? If he says the shirish of the word olam is ne'elam, which means it's hidden, something that's hidden, something that you can't really see. And it's a very interesting thing because when we're talking about the world, that's really all that we could see. But if you think about it really, after we understand, we said Hashem Elokeinu, and we realize Hashem is the melech olam, that on the surface, the world is not really the way we see it. The truth is that the world is so much deeper. It's really all a way of that Hashem is showing us who He is. It's really all we see in the world is Melech, that Hashem is the King, and everything is just coming to show that. And on the surface, we don't see that. So really, on the surface, the whole world is just one big Ne'elam. That's really what the word is. And we have the ability to look properly and to really see and to understand and to make that real, to make it melech. That's one of the things that we daven for in Rosh Hashanah. V'hoyah Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz. Only when everyone realizes Hashem is the melech. That's really the purpose of the world. And that's what we're davening for. And that's when you take a fruit and you say Bari Pri Ha'etz, you're saying that this fruit looks like it's a plain fruit, it's meant to eat, but no. It's meant to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. I can say a bracha on it. And you can see Hashem through the fruit. And that's really a way of changing the world. Just one more idea on that, like we said, it's really very, very similar, but it's just coming from a different place. It's from Avud Raham. It says that when it says, we say Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, it's very similar to a pasuk that says Elokim Chaim Melech Olam. It's basically a takeoff of that pasuk, and it's the same concept that really we said. We started saying Hashem Elokeinu, it's just for me and Hashem. Hashem is the essence, so Hashem Elokeinu is the way I see it. Then all of a sudden we're saying the exact opposite. He's the king of the whole world. Is it just for Elokeinu, for us, for me, you, and the people that are hearing the bracha? Or is it really for, is it Melech Ha'olam? So he brings over here, the Metzudas David over there in Yirmiyah says, that if every one person at a time will just be able to feel and to understand that he is our king, that's the way that Hashem will be the king of the world. And the truth is everything in the world is for every single one of us. So if on every single part of the world, every single thing that we do, 100 times a day we make a bracha and we realize Hashem is here for us, so then that's making him the king of the whole world. As far as we're concerned, this is the whole world. Whoever's recognizing Hashem, that's who the world is there for. So everyone in the world that's recognizing Hashem, the world is for him. That's basically what I see over here in the Avodah. Once we're here, just one last thought a little bit later, a lot of brachas, we say, Asher Kiddushanu, the mitzvahs of Vitzivanu. Make a bracha. Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu. The mitzvahs of Vitzivanu. We're making a bracha about Hashem gave us mitzvahs. So, I saw brought down from the Baal Hafla in the Panim Yafis. He says as follows, that sometimes when you make a bracha, we there's two parts that we're lucky. First of all, it's that when you do a mitzvah, Asher Kiddushanu the mitzvahs of Vitzivanu. We're about to say we're doing a mitzvah. So when we do the mitzvah, that itself we're excited about. And that's very special. But even thinking about the mitzvah, Hashem says that's called a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to think about a mitzvah. think getting ready to do a mitzvah, well, as soon as you're ready, then we're ready kaddish. Chazal say that once you want to do the mitzvah, Hashem considers it a lot of times like you did the mitzvah, or Hashem helps you do the mitzvah because you want to do the mitzvah. Either of those two things, but both of them is coming to say that we're making a bracha that Hashem made us kaddish by commanding us to do the mitzvah even before we did the mitzvah. It's already something that we should be proud of. That's the thought on the mitzvah.